are on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon, Chameshes Alofim, Ushmoine Meyois, Ushmoinim, Ushmoine Psukim, Habe Psuke, Sefer Torah. There are 5,888 Psukim in the Sefer Torah. Yeser Olof Tehillim, Shmoina. In Tehillim, there's 8 more Psukim, so it's 5,896. Chosa Mimeno Divrei Hayomim Shmoina. And in Divrei Hayomim, there are 8 Psukim less than the Psukim in the Sefer Torah, so it's 5,880. What does Rashi say? Chosa mimenu miminyan sefer Torah. Now let us see the second Tosfos on the Amid, the Tosfos Yeshanim. Yeser olav tehillim shmeine. Teima darkochach bechumish yesh yeser. You have to know if Tosfos had a girsa of Shmoine Alofim. That's how Tosfos started off. Then the kasha we could really appreciate. But Teima Dalkochach Bechumish Yesh Yosa. Da Filum Yiu Psuke Tilum Migimol Tevis Bovad Eine Kol Kach Kemoish Yesh Bechumish. So if it's Shmoine Alofim, so Tosfos is asking a very good kasha. So how could you say that in Tehillim there's 8 more psukim than there is in the Chumash? If Tosfos had our girsa, and the girsa is Chameshes Alofim, 5,000, so then the Pnei Yeshua says as follows: there are 2,527 psukim in Tehillim. There are 5,888 psukim in the Torah. In the Roiv of the psukei Tehillim, there's at least 6 words in them, and other psukim have 10 words in them. So it's very possible that the Gemara said before, we don't know exactly where the psukim end. So it's very possible that there should be 8 more psukim in Tehillim than there are in the Torah. So what is the kasha of the Tosfos Yeshanim? He said, unless the Tosfos Yeshanim realize that not all psukim can you divide up in 3 words. That means other psukim have a continuation that you can't stop in the middle, that's for sure. So Mele Tosfos held that it's still impossible that there should be more psukim in Tehillim than in the Sefer Torah. Then he wants to for the etzem kasha of the Tosfos Yeshanim, Yeser Olof Tehillim, that the Gemara does not mean beklolius, the Gemara means in the hundreds. That means in the Sefer Torah there's 888, in Tehillim, there's 896. Could be it's not 5,000, but the Gemara is just going in the last mispah of 888. So there's 896. Then Teich HaDvarim, the Pnei Yeshua mentioned something which doesn't have a direct shaychus with our Gemara and Tosfos, but he mentioned something that bothers him very much. Brought down in Sforim, a Yisrael is Rosh Teves Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisius Latoyre, the 600,000 Oisius Latoyre. And the problem is, there's only 31,000. There's come out half of that, or maybe a little bit more than half. So he says something very interesting. He says that Torah comes with a kri, and a ksiv. That means the Torah was written by Etzba Alikim, that's the Kri. And then the Rabbi Nishlam told over the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the ksiv, and then the Rabbi Nishlam told over to Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the Kri. So there are two chelokim in the Torah, that which was written mitzad the Rabbi Nishlam, that which was related mitzad the Rabbi Nishlam. So he says it's less than double because in the Kri, not all Oisiyas are Murgish. So Memele, you don't hear all the Oisiyas that were written. Well, Kapodim, he said, it's very possible that altogether there are 600,000. Let us go further. Tana Rabbonam, Vishinantam, Shiedivrei Teire Muchudodim Beficho. That the Divrei Teire, she should be mechuded, it should be sharp. Shim yishal lecha odom dovo al tegamgem v'toim aloi. One should not be hesitant until he tells him, ela amoy loy miyad. What does Rashi say? You mechudodim v'ficha. So Rashi says, how does one acquire this talent, this capability of that Divrei Teire should be mechuded v'fit? So Rashi says there are two conditions how one is able to acquire this. Number one, Rashi says, chazer aleihem. You have to chazer a lot. One doesn't chazer a lot, so he forgets quickly. And number two, ubedoik ba'imkom. That means he has to be boidik in what he knows in the amkis hadvorim. Now the dovor is not only from the shitchiyas hadvorim, the superficial halach is what he has it over, the he's asking a shayla, which one could only figure out the shayla by being mamik in the divrei Torah that he knows. That is a meirdike machayev. In the Pituchei Chosom, which is a hakdomah to the Shailas Hatshuvos of the Chassam Sofer on Yeredeye, Chassam Sofer says as follows. It says in Ovos, Einoi Nival Lahoshiv. A person should not be Nival Lahoshiv. So he brings a machlokes hamafoshim. What does that mean, Einoi Nival Lahoshiv? Others learn pshat, Al Yemaher Lahoshev. He doesn't answer quickly. He asks a question right away off the bat. He should think about it until he gives a teretz. That's how most Mefoshim say Pshat. And the Rambam says, Lehepach, Shelo Yevayel V'yishtoimem Kisho Chode Ad Shemeshev, Ki Im Hoshev Yoshev Chish. He should answer right away. Don't, he asked him a question. Silence. What happened there? You gotta think. No, you should answer quickly. So we have a machlekes and a poshim. What pshat ein nival lahoshiv? So the Chassam Sofer says, ushneim emes. Both of them are true. He says, when he's learning himself, he should think all the halachas that he can derive from what he learned. Then he should be ma'ayin heitev val yemaya lahachlit shum svarim. That what he wants to derive from what he knows, don't jump to quick conclusions. He should think about it. Rak yachmitz kol din va'achakach yanichem bechedrei moichem. But after he figured out the lumdis and the svaris of what he knows, then he should store it in his brain. So when someone asks him, that's the Rambam. When someone asks him, he should be able to answer him right away, and he should not be bohu umishtaymen till he answers him. That's the chiyuv of ishinantam. Let us see Taisvis. Al tegam gein v'taymala. V'hoda oma ba'ilum v'tzitz. V'tzuve mirabonon mishani b'diburei v'mesechte. That a Talmud Chochem, if he's asked if he knows a Masechta, he's permitted to say he doesn't know. And here it says, Al Tegam Gein V'Taymalot. Ayma Rabbeinu Tan. Dahaino, the Gemara Bamatzi is speaking about im shalem oiso im lamato mesechtezu. If one just wants to find out how much knowledge he has accumulated, how much does he know? Did you learn this mesechta also? You learned mesechtes nazi, you learned saita, did you learn these mesechtes? Al yizgoyel loimar shalom. Sure, what's the shaila? Don't tell him that. Kloima lamati harbe. No, that's taka, that mesech, I never was able to understand them. So that's if the question that's posed to him is just to find out how much he knows. Avol im shoyle moisoi dvar haloche. But if a shayla is posed to him, we're not interested in his knowledge. We're asking a shayla. Oy shetzrichim lilmeid mimenu mesechte. Oh, we want not a dvar haloche. We want someone to teach him mesechte. It's not negeya to show how much he knows. It's just negeya that this person wants to learn the mesechta. Then the halach is shlo yigam gem bedov. Now Tosfos says another kasha. V'lo idomi lahadam amar lemad l'shein chaloymer eini yedeya. Shema tisbade v'teyoches. When someone asks you something, you should always say you don't know. Because maybe you'll say you do know, and then we'll find out that you don't know, so it's better to say you don't know. And here it says, that al tagam gameboy, yidimre teirem mechudodim beficha. So Tosfos has two mahalach. Mahalach number one, the hain of a mili de alma. The sechtes derech eretz is speaking about mili de alma. He's asking you, be mili de alma, don't be the expert, the yadin, tell him I don't know. Then Tosfos says, "Vafilu b'divrei Torah, lo yoyma yodeya ani davar lispoir bo." It's the same mahalach like before. That means, if he was asked about his how much knowledge he has acquired, don't say I'm a yodeya. L'maisa yodeya yoyrei v'yilmad l'tami. Then when it comes l'maisa l'snegeya, the Talmud, then you should paskin and teach. Shenema, now the Gemara brings Sukkim. Emoyer lachochma achoysiyat. A posik in Mishlei. Sarashi says, Emoyer lachochma achoysiyat. Shetei boki bo, you should be boki in chochma satoire ka achoyscho, sha asuraloch. Just like achoyscha is also loch. So that's how you should be boki. Inami, mi seifa, the chochma should be like the yediyah that achoyscha is also. Inami, mi seifa de kro, the raya is from the seifa of this pasuk, umoida la bina tikra, your bina should be yodua, shetehe yodua loch. Bina should be Yadu'aloch. If perhaps these two Mahalchim and Rashi are a continuation of what Rashi had mentioned before. He says, Rashi had said in order that Yedivrei Teire should be Chadudim Beficha, one needs Chazore and one needs Ankus. Chazore is on the Yediyas that he knows. Shetei bo ka choyscho shasur aloch. Now, interesting, the Goin in Mishlei says, Pshat, emoyer lachochme, emoyer, amire. Toimar tomid lachochme, shetavzer tomid ma shelomato. You should kisei the chazer over. Emoyer, you should kisei the be saying over and over the chochme that you know. And that's how the aloch is, the poshet aloch is, just like this is a poshet halacha. There's a very interesting hamakne. The makne says, why did he pick on this halacha? Just like a poshet halacha is also, all halacha should be poshet to you. So the makne wants to say, the Gemara says in Yevamis, there's a posik, basovit, basimoi, that is a sister they're related from the same father as us. They're related from the same mother as us. And then there's an extra pasuk, Achoischahi, she's your sister. So the Gemara says, L'chayiv al bas oviv val bas imoy, to tell me that a sister with the same father and mother is also awesome. So why do you need this pasuk? It's a kal v'chayma, if a sister from the same mother is awesome, a sister from the same father is awesome. So if a partial relationship asas, so if there's a complete relationship, zichah should asas. So the Gemara says, ain masichin min adin. You cannot figure out, this is a new relationship, it's not the same, achoischa bas oviv, is not the same relationship that achoischa bas oviv bas ima. It's a different relationship. But it's a stronger relationship. They're related from Sai mitzad ha'ov and Sai mitzad ha'ein. So the Gemara says it's a kal v'chayma. Madach achoischa bas oviv is also, achoischa bas ima is also, avadigiv is achoischa bas oviv bas ima. So why did he that posik? She'ein mazirin min hadin. You cannot figure out an azore from a kal v'chayma. That means it's a kal v'chayma taka, but this is a new relationship. It's a kal v'chayma. If a partial relationship is also a complete relationship, is zicha also, ein mazirin min hadin. So the mele, so the hamakta wants to say that it should be to you that just like the Torah wrote achoischa, that you shouldn't have to figure it out. It's black and white. So the Torah wrote it that even though I could figure it out, but it should be black and white to you. So the same thing. Kishem she'achoischa asur alach. So the kol ha'Torah kula, all isurei Torah should be the same like achoischa. It should be black and white without cheshbonus. That's how clear cut it should be. Now, then Rashi says a second pshat. Rashi says, maybe the Rai is Misefa Dikra, Umayda Labina Tikra. Umayda Labina, Bina means Mevin Dova Mitoich Dova. So could be this is the Amkus of Teire, that Umayda Labina Tikra, Nagav Uche, the Goin says in a few places, or the Chacham Voloshna says, if one wants to understand something, there's an inyan of kriya, of speaking it out. That's how one is able to, Chaim Voloshin says sometimes a person can think of a svara, but when he starts speaking it out, then he sees that it's not so poshut. So this is speaking about the chelek ha'amkis of the Torah. So, like Rashi said before, so it should be a moida labina tikra, that means there's bina and there's das. Das is already the shleimus hayediyah after the chokhmah and the bina, then there's das. That is what Rashi said before, ubedoik ba'imka. So that's what the pasuk is saying, the shleimus of yediyah satoire, it should be, the chokhmah satoire should be like achoisi, just like achois chasure, and the amkas should be moida, should be yadualo. Va'omer says another pasuk, Koshreim al etzba isecha. It should be, the Marsha wants to say pshat, it should be that you should be able to remember it without even speaking about it. With a remes biyodayim, you should be able to remember it. Kosveim al luach libecha. Va'omer kechitzim biyad giber kein b'nei hanurim. B'nei Anurim is going on the Talmidim, and in the younger years, so a person who has Talmidim, young Talmidim, the sharpness and the of a person is in his younger years. So if a person has Talmidim or Hanurim, so the Rebbe has Chitzim. These are Mitalmida Yosef Mikulam, and if you have such Talmidim, you have Chitzim, you have arrows. And when we speak about chitzim biyad giber, what kind of chitzim are we speaking about? Chitzei giber shinunim, that they're sharp arrows. That's the chitzim biyad giber. And this comes about through the b'nei hanurim, through the tamidim, who are young, they have a gewaltic sharpness. V'aymer ashrei hageber eshamilei as ashposei mehem le'yevoishu ki yidabur esoivim bashoah. That means if his pouch is filled with these sharp chitzim, so he has gewaldike yediyas, a gewaldike klarkeit, and the le'yevoshu kidabu esoivim bashoah, maya esoivim bashoah, אמר הבכייה ברבה אפילו אובו בנוי הרבה תלמידוי שעסקים בתוירה בשער אחד נעשים אויבים זה איזה. The Pasuk is telling us that when one wants to learn Torah, one should not take everything nonchalantly, like, yeah, it's like this, it's like this. One should, each one should, the oivim basho, the way a person understands, he shouldn't accept Yenis as it's like this, it's like this. The oivim basho, I understand one way, you understand the other way, prove that you're right, I'll ask kashas on you. So memele, the oifen of limud is, they say in Yiddish, mekochzach and lernen, that they're cooking and bubbling over, and there's a fire when they're learning the oivim. Each one has his opinion. So a person who has in his possession such chitzim, asher geva shemilei es hashposai mehem, that he has such chitzim in his ashpe, in his pouch, that he has the arrows there. There's a very interesting marsha here. The marsha says this was zikher relevant in the times of the marsha. Now we have dormitories, so you have a yeshiva, so the bachim are in a dormitory. In the previous times, they weren't so well to do. The balabatim used to take in the bachim, they used to eat by a balabos. So the marsha says other balabatim did not want to take in bachim. They bring so much garbage and so much dirt, so not for me, not in my house. So the Masha says, Ashrei ha-gever ha-shamilei es ha-shposai mehen. Let that be your garbage. Let them bring in your bochim there. They don't wipe their feet. It does. Aber Ashrei ha-gever ha-shamilei, that is the greatest asset one could have by bringing these bochim into his house. Shamilei es ha-shposai mehen. And then the Gemara is, Messayim ve'einam zozim misham, but if they're both learning with a common intent to the Mavakshei Ha'emes, so the end will be, even though they're oivim till they come to a final conclusion, but the end will come about, they're oyavim ze shenema as vohev basufa al tikre basufa elo besoifa, and vohev is a lotion of ave. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Kechitzim v'yad gibel shenilcham bohem imoivov. These are the arrows that a gibel is loichem k'neged his enemies. Kaim b'nei hanu'urim. These are the talmidim which are young. Talmidav shalodom akruyim bonov. Moishama yechizkiyo. Bonai ata al tishalom. Which is speaking about Talmidim. Ashamile es ashposay mehem. This is a pouch that one holds arrows. Mishum didamino lechitzim. Since the yediyas he acquired, the posik calls it chitzim arrows, nakat loshin milei ashpa. Es oivim bashor seifad ashi agevahu. Nasu oivim mitoich shemakshim zeloza. One asks on the other one. Ve'ein ze mikabel divrei ze. One does not accept what the other one is saying if he understands differently. As voei v'sufa achi darishlo sefer milchamos milchamesh hayedei sefer avo yesh b'sefer. The milchama that comes about through limud ha-sefer, eventually it will bring avo. Zok tegemara weiter. Tono rabono. V'samtem, samtam. Teire is a medication that is complete. What does Rashi say? V'samtem es devorei eile, samtam. Sholem, this is a complete medication. This is a cure-all. You don't need the different medications. She'einei chaser shum hatzola. That means, this is megan. The Torah is megan alone. It's not chaser shum hatzola. Nimshalo Torah kisam chayim. Torah is nimshal like a sam chayim, a sam that brings chayim. Now the Gemara says a moshal. Moshal lo adam, shehika es benoi mako gedoylo. A person hit his son, and he has a tremendous mark, a tremendous wound. And then he put medication on the wound. And he told him, Bni, Kozman Sharatiya Zu al Makosho. Kozman, this medication is on your market. So you don't have to be careful in your diet, in your anhogis, echel, masha anosecho, you can eat what you desire, ushisei, masha anosecho, and drink what you desire, ulechoitz, and you can wash yourself, bein bechamim, bein betzoinam, bein ato misyore, you don't have to be afraid, you have a market, but you don't have to be afraid that these things will in any way be detrimental to you. But v'im'ata ma'vira, but if you'll take away this retia, you'll take away this medication, arei malanumi, so then growths will start coming out of this market, and you have to be very careful in your diet and all your anhogis. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer lehem liYisrael. So this is v'samtem es devorei eile, Bonai, Borosi Yetzer Hara. Borosi Loitere Tavlin. I created the Yetzer Hara. And I created a tavlin, a medication, a spice that can control the Yetzer Hara. Vim Atem Oiskim Batoire, Ein Atem Nimsorim Biyoda. If you Oisik in Toire, Ein Atem Nimsorim Biyoda. It's kedai to mention the Mesilas Yesharim in Perek He says a very sharp word. He says, Shima boire leiboro lemake zu elo refua zu. The Rabbi Nishon created the make, and the Rabbi Nishon created the refua. I efsher b'shum ponim shi'erapei ha'odom mizois ha'make bilti zois ha'refuah. The boirei, who's the borosi yetzera, borosi teire tablon, a person will start thinking of different medications. It will never work. Vim atem oiskim b'teire. Now, the Gemara continues. Agavuchet, that was what we learned till now, Achel Masha Nosecho, the Masha says, Amore de Kezach, Shetuchel Lehones Mitanuge Oilam Hazeh, Fiata Boli De Avera. That means we have a protection from the Torah that Tenuge Oilam Hazeh will not bring you Lide Avera. Now, it says further, V'im atem oiskim batoire, ein atem nimsorim biyoda. Shenema haloi im seitiv. Now, seitiv is a lotion of toiv. Ein toiv elo toire. Im ato seitiv says, so you'll be over the yetzer hara. Ein atem nimsorim biyoda. Agavur, I'd like to mention two things over here. Number one, Mailas Atayre, from the brother of the Goyin, he says that all the time a medication which is successful is if the medication is the exact opposite of the machla. We'll have later, and the Gemara says that the Yetzer Hara Kadosh Baruch Hu Korei Ra. So the whole Metzias of the Yetzer is Ra. Torah is called Toiv. It's the opposite. Lekach Toiv Nasati Lochem. So this is the exact opposite of the Machle, and that's why it is so successful. That's the Barosi Loi Torah Tavlin. This is Toiv Kenegedra. Now others ask a kasha. It says further, Vim Atem Oiskim Be Torah Ein Atem Nimsorim Be Yodai. So it seems like it's foolproof. Atem Oiskim Be Torah. The Gemara says in Brachis, Rigzu v'yalta chato imu v'vavchem amishkavchem v'daymuselo. So the Gemara says, Nitzchoi mutev, V'im lav yikra krishme, im lav yiska yoyim amise. So, and here it says, v'im atam oiskim b'tayre, ein atam nimsarim b'yodai. It seems that Torah alone is sufficient. There the Gemara Bracha says there's a whole procedure. Perhaps the Gemara is speaking, there's a shinei haloshin between our Gemara and the Gemara and Brachas. Vim atem nimsorim, vim atem oiskim betoire, ein atem nimsorim biyodoi. Nimsorim biyodoi means that you won't be under his control. That means that is the haftoche. That means that the Yetzer should be shaylet over you, your oisik betoire, and he'll have you twisted around his fingers. Das nicht. In the Lashon HaMe'iri, it would seem like this. The Me'iri says, Amira Dika Lashon, Ana Gemara. The Me'iri says, Afilu hoya biyodoi averis mitzat toikif Yitzchay. We're speaking about a person who has averis, he has a shrekliche yetzer. So he has an abundance of averis. V'nizgadol al tchunais midais rois. And he has also an abundance of midais rois. Hatayre megina olav sheyevsher sheloy tadricheyu tayrosay loshu mehem shloy yishtaka b'hem. That means the Torah will protect them, that it won't be shakua them. It'll be amol of a dichshel v'ern amol, but he won't be shakua in atem nims ve'ein atem. Ein atem nimsorim biyodoi, to be completely under the control of the Yetzer Hore, that Torah zichah will take care of that. Ein atem nimsorim biyodoi. Nitzchai means that the Yetzer Hore is menutzach legamre. He's out of the picture. Libi cholal bekirbe. He's dead. He's menutzach. He's waving a white flag already. That could be, Torah alone is not enough. That, the Gemara says, Yemekrishme, Yikrakrishme, Yaskaloy Amisa. There are two dargis of Al Kaponim, Nimsarim Biyodai, that he should have you twisted completely around his fingers, thus nicht. Torah will help you, Shaloy Yishtakabem, that's the lotion of the Meiri. V'imein atem oiskim b'teire, but if you're not oisik b'teire, atem nimsorim b'yodai. Shenema lepesach chatos reibetz. Mailas ha-teire, he says as follows, that he says, lepesach chatos reibetz. Perish, k'sha'ato oimeid lepesach lotzeis. You're by the Beis Medrash, you're by the door. You're about to leave, so you should know what you're getting into. The Pesach lotzeis v'lifresh min ha-teire, azay yetzahore reivetz olof ka'ari ha-reivetz al-tirfe. You should know, you're going out, there's an ari there that's just waiting to pounce on you. The ari won't come into the Beis Medrash, but he's there waiting. Tatos reivetz, Bemis and the Goyin and Mishli says the same yisod. The Goyin says, the Pasuk speaks about the different dargis of Yediyas HaTayre, Chochma Bachutz Toroina, Bechoivatit and Koila, then Be'ir Amorah Toima. So the Goyin says, this is speaking about different dargis of Torah, a person who knows only Pashta Dikra, a person who knows Drash. Be'ir Amorah Toima is a person that knows Soideis HaTorah. He's a gewaldike Talmud Chochem. So the Goyin says, Kozman Shehu Be'ir, Kozman, he's in the Beis Medrash, Ein Yochel Lova Yetzloi. The Yetzer can't come to him. This is, he can't enter. But it's Teroiv. The Yetzer is waiting outside, Shehareves Tomid, Pen Yetze Misham. Maybe he'll go out. When he'll go out, then you have the that's le Pesach chatos reivetz. That means by the door, by the exit of the Beis Medrash, then we have the Yetzer Hara is waiting there for him. V'loy oit Eshekol masoi umatonei boch. That means the whole mass of matan, the whole business of the Yetzer Hara, what he's occupied 24 hours of the day, is he's occupied in one thing. Shenama ve'eilechot shukosai. He's a moiradike chuke. He does this with such a relish. He doesn't do it to be Yetzer. He does this with a moiradike chuke to be machshalayit. As the Rebbe Sabova says, the greatest oyev that a person has is the Yetzer Hara. That's the greatest oyev. Agavuchai, so let's say the Rabbeinu Bachai says there's a difference between a soine and a oyev. Agavuchai minyanu diyemeson killed doidi doifik, he brings down from the Rabbeinu Bachai that the Rabbeinu Bachai says the oyev is going on Yishmoel, and the soine, Rabbeinu also says, that the Oyev is going on Yishmoel, and the Sain is going on Esav. That's Esav Sonais. He's called a Sainai. So the Rabbeinu Bachai says that a Sainai, he hates you, but he could have some Rachmonis also. He's not a complete Achzor. A Oyev is a Moiradika Achzor, and therefore Oyev is Oisius Avoy. If you're under his Shlita, forget about it. That's the greatest. But the Rambam says this is going on Yishmoel. Al koponim, so the Yetzer Hara is an oyev. So kol masoi umatonai boch, he's completely occupied how to be machshel you. Shenema veilecha tishukosai veim ato roitze. But if you want ato moishel boy, you're capable of ruling over him. Shenema va'ato timshol boy. Zot Rashi, ma she'noscha kol ma she'datcha noitchem eno, v'afil edvash, v'chol mini mesike, what shall be derech ha'teva ishekoshim lamaka, but the retia will protect you. Numi tzmochim, types of growths, im teitiv lekach toiv, if you that's to the kaych of Torah, seis tisnasei al yitzrecha. You'll be misnasi and your yetzer hara. Masoi matoni sheitzer hara ba'odam lachtiyoi. Vimata roitza soik betoira ba'ata moishol boi. Zog te gemore weiter. Tonu rabona. Koshe yetzer hara. The yetzer hara is so difficult. Shafilu yetzerai Koroi Ra. Shenema, the pasuk that speaks about the Yetzer, ki Yetzer leiv ha'odom ra min ha'urov. The H. Yosef says, we have to understand what the Fafilu Yetzeroi Koroi Ra. That means, usually, we will not find if someone creates something that he'll degrade it. This is his creation. That's the Derech Klal. The Rabbeinu Shalom created the Yetzer. This is Maisa Yodov Shalom Kodesh. Both. And the emison, the whole tachlis of the bri of the Yetzer Hara is lizake says Adam. That's why the medrash darshins v'hinei toiv ma'oid, ma'oid zu Yetzer Hara. That means the Yetzer Hara is a moira v'kezach. The whole schar that a person has is through the molchemes ha'yetzer. So, the Rebbeinu Shalom created him. This is ma'isa yodim shal kadosh baruch hu. And it was created l'toiv es ha'adam. Va'afal pike, the Rebbeinu Shalom says it's ra. One says in Sukkot, the Rebbeinu Shalom is mischaret. The Joseph wants to say that he says even though there's a tavlin, but it seems not too many people are successful with this tavlin alone. It means harbe chalola mipila, so it's lemaise, the yetzor is gewaldike koiches, and shatavlin shoteire bederech klal eini maspik lachie es roya shel chayzik tach buloiso. Koshe yetzor, that's the difficulties one encounters with the yetzor, shavula yetzre korora, shenema ki yetzor levodom ramin ura. Omar Rav Yitzchok, yetzre shel odom, mis chadesh olav b'chol yoyim. Shenema rak ra kol ayoyim. Kol Hayoyim means that there's Keseida Kol Hayoyim, there's a new Ra every Shah of the day. It's Mischadish. V'amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Yitzroi Shalodom Mizgaber Olov B'chol Yoyim. Mevakesh HaMisoy. Now before we go further, I'd like to mention a vote that Rav Chaim Volozhiner says in Oveis, in Ruach Chaim, Vavovam Ebeis, we have two lashonos. Yitzrei shel Adam mischadish olav b'chol yoyim. Yitzrei shel Adam misgaber olav b'chol yoyim. So Chaim Volozhiner says pshat as follows. We'll see l'chayre, this is not like a goyin, which we will say over soon. So he says as follows. There's two types of strategies that the Yetzer Hara uses. The Yetzer Hara is a murdik mechadish. He thinks of Eitz as how to be mashal a person. So what if the person figures it out? So that doesn't daunt the Yetzirah. He thinks of another Yetzirah. He's a Gemaldik Mechadish. Not this, this. He's full of Chidushim up his sleeve. That if the person wants to be loichem with the Yetzirah, so he has to think of new plots to be machshel in. He says, what if the person is very cooperative? He gives him this mitzvah, he falls. So then the Yetzirah, why should he have to much himself to think of new plots? This one is doing very good. So the same one, over and over. So that's Mizgaber. Mizchadish is by the one that's Keseide fighting with him. So then he has to think of Kedushim. He hopped on what he wanted to do. So he has to think of another one. Mizgaber means that if you fall for this, so we'll continue with this. So it's Mizgaber. Just get stronger and stronger. We'll see, Lachaira, this is not like a going. But let's go further. Yitzrei shel Adam mischadish shalom b'chol yoyim. Shenema, yeah. Then the Rav Shimon ben Levi said mizgaber olav. Umevakesh hamisoy. Shenema tzeifa rosho latzadik. Umevakesh lamisoy. Vilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizrei eine yocheloi. Shenema alikim lo yazvenu biyodoi. There's a very interesting goyin in Kol Aliyo. The goyin doesn't understand this memory. Now, let us understand what Rav Shimon ben Levi said. He said, Yitzrei shel Adam mizgaba olav b'chol yoyim u'mevakesh hamisay. So Rav Shimon ben Levi said the Yetzer Hara is mizgaba, and he wants to kill him. Shenema. Then he brought a pasuk. I'm not saying it from my own knowledge. Saying it from a pasuk, Shnema Tzoife Rosh La Tzadik Umevakesh La Misa. So what was Rav Shimon ben Levi Mechadish? He was Mechadish. He means if I would learn the pasuk, I wouldn't know what's going on the Yetzer Hara. Tzoife Rosh La Tzadik Umevakesh La Misa. It's going on a Rosh, right? So Rav Shimon ben Levi said, "Oh, I know what this pasuk is speaking about the Yetzer Hara." So that's beautiful. He said a shtik toira, the Yetzer Hara wants to be maimis the person, and that is pshat and pos. Fine, beautiful. So that's the first half of this memre is beautiful. Then let's continue. Vilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi, eine yocheloi. Shenema, elekim lo yazvenu biyode. Frek the goyim, as long as I know that Rosh is going on the Yetzer Hara, so I don't need this new memre. So, Sefer Rosh Hashanah Tzadik, Alekim Lo Yazvenu Biyodei, the Rabbeinu Shloilom will not let him do what he wants to do. Why do I need, like now, he have a new memre in a pasuk? So the Goyin says, Amir Dikazach. He says, Amir Dikazach, which is as follows. He says that, Vilmole HaKadosh, that what of the Rabbeinu Shloilo. We have a haftoche in this pasuk. Elikim loy yazvenu biyodai. So he says, so he told us over here, it's not pshat is that, listen, there's a Yetzer Hara and I have bitochen. That's in the pasuk in Mishlei, Ksil Misaber u Beiteach. So the Goyin said, Pshat, Ksil is a Baal Betochen. nothing will happen. The Rebbeinu Shalom Betelfen, when it comes to other things, panosa, these, well, I have to make a panosa. When it comes to Averis, Ksil Misaber Beteich, he'll stand on the edge of a cliff. When it comes to Averis, he'll be, he's a Baal Betoch. Zuchte Goyim, that what the Pasuk says, Elekim lo yazvenu biyodoy, in that, the Yetzer will not be able to shail it. That is only if you do what you are capable to do. You did kol mashe biyod chalaseis. A person does, that is 100% true. A person is not bikoyach to fight single-handedly connected to Yetzer. That's what the Pasuk says. But if it's, he did kol mashe biyodoy, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will help. But if he does a little and he says, Rebbeinu Shalom, you take care of the rest, there's no such thing. So this Taich, this is what he was Mechadish. Vilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Eini Yocheloi. That means he did whatever he could do. He can't do more. Now you need Ezer Hashem. Then the Rebbeinu Shalom will step in. But if he could have done more and he's a Baal B'tochen, it doesn't work. So that's the he has to do lo yazvenu if he did kol mashe biyodei lasos. If it's il mole Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's only missing Ezer Hashem mitzidoi. He can't do more. Then the Rebbeinu Shalom will help. That's how the Goyin says pshat in this Gemara. Amor dikizach. So lechayre this does not stim with Rab Chaim Veloshner. Hastis Rab Chaim Veloshner says that Yitzray Shalodom Misgaba Olav Bechol Yoim is speaking about a person who Chaim Veloshner said that Yitzray Shalodom Misgaba Olav Bechol Yoim is speaking about a person who is not fighting at all the Yitzray of it, and that's why he's being Misgaba over him. There's no need of his chatshus. And according to the Goyim, we are speaking about here of a person who's doing the best of his capability to fight the Yetzer, and it still doesn't go. That's how the Goyim says pshat. So the Goyim is not like Abraham Beloshana. But I saw an Iyun Yaakov, he says, also he tells on the Mizgaber and Mizchadish, and he says, Mischadish, he says also, the Yetzer is a Moiridike Machadish, that if he has plot after plot after plot, he is Moiridike. I mean, the Chavis Alvavis and Shara Bitochen, and in one of the Shorim, he speaks about the Tachbul, he has a whole Shar that speaks about the Tachbul is a Yetzer. He's going to say the Machadish, if this is not successful, try something else. But al kaponim, but then there's an inyan of misgaba also. So the inyaki said misgaba means that the Yetzer was machadish, and I fought the Yetzer and finished. So the person became an ahayu madrege. So now there's a misgaba, because misha godol mechaveiro, Yitzray godol emenu. That means with every nitzochen that the person has over the Yetzer Hore, so the Rebbeinu Shalom has to inject into the Yetzer Hore more koiches, because we need Bechira now. So Yitzray Shal Odom, we're speaking about a tzaddik over here, Tzoyfa Rosh Shal HaTzaddik, this is a tzaddik that was successful, and now he wants to take a vacation already, it was such a fight, he wants to take a vacation, so no, he's Misgaber, now that you're on a higher Madrege, so we have to loosen the leash a little bit of this Yetzer to give him more koiches, that he should still be a concept of Bechire. Tana devei Rabbi Yishmoel, b'ni impoga boch menuvel ze moshcheyu lebeis ha-medrash. Impoga boch menuvel ze, what does Rashi say? Let's see what the Rashi's we had. The Yetzer is Misgareboch, and it's Mamish, is Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. Now, the Mailas HaToyre brings down on this Gemara, he brings down from the Goyin. The Goyin asked, What's that? Moshcheyu le Beis HaMedrash. You don't have to schlep the Yetzara. He goes to the Beis HaMedrash with, he doesn't need an invitation. He doesn't need a passport. He comes by himself already. What's Moshcheyu le Beis HaMedrash? That, they say over once from a big Rebbe that, he was once put in prison. So this Rebbe said as follows. He said, Chazal called the Yetzara Melech Zokin Uksil. He's old, he's experienced, mamish, he has years of experience, and he's a ksil. So he said, how can Chazal call him a ksil? He's so shrewd, he's so smart, why is he called a ksil? He said, but when he was put into prison, he figured it out. He says, Bishlami, they put me in prison, mele. But he had to come along also in the prison, he's tak a ksil. But al koponim, the Yetzahore comes without an invitation. So the guy says, what's a moshcheyu lebeis ha-medrash? You have to invite him. He comes. He comes with that. That's number one. Number two, and why do you need him in the Beis HaMedrash? Moshe, you have to bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. So the Goyin says, I'm Moshe de Kezach. The Goyin says, the Chazal are telling us an hadroche, an hogim. He says, he was speaking about a person, in Pogaboch Menuvelze, he got a hold of you. Vein ata yochelei, I can't. He's too strong. Machmashem is gaber alech. I can't. The nesayin is too big. I can't. Moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash. So we have to make a peace treaty with the Yetzirah. I hear what he's demanding this, this, and this. Come into the Beis Medrash. We'll make a pshara. He says, bebeis hamedrash amalei ritzoincha b'me she'elmoit sheloi lishmo rak lehizgoyis. You want me to be a balgaive? Fine. I'm giving in. I'll be a Balgaiv. But in the Beis Medrash. In the Beis Medrash, that means there'll be a prize or a dos or the best one who knows or the Takel. I'll learn Taket Shalei Lishmo Lishem Gaiv. So here's Lishem Gaiv. Fine. I'll let you learn. That's what you bring him into the Beis Medrash. As long as he's in the Beis Medrash already, in your learning, then we have a klal of mitoch shalei lishma bo lishma. I can't fight him like this single-handedly. So bring him into the Beis Medrash, and in the Beis Medrash you'll be able to fight him with such an intent. Not that the only reason you're doing it because I can't fight him otherwise. So then we have a klal of mitoch shalei lishma bo lishma.